Listen to Ava and Noah talking about a friend who thinks he was kidnapped by aliens and circle true or false.
I fear Fred has gone totally crazy now. Under his woolen hat, he wears a metal cap.
Why is that?
He wants to prevent aliens from being able to read his thoughts.
You're kidding, aren't you?
Unfortunately, I'm not.
Has all that astronaut stuff driven him mad? He has always wanted to be an astronaut. Do you remember all that training on a roller coaster because he wanted to experience the feeling of gravity and pressure?
Yes, I do.
I've always thought he isn't quite right in the head. And then he always goes to the doctor to be checked if he's perfectly healthy, because otherwise he can't be an astronaut.
By the way, Fred has given up his plans of being an astronaut because he thinks he was abducted by aliens.
You don't say. Did he tell you?
Yes, he did. He was on his way home from Connor's party, and suddenly he saw white lights coming down on him from the sky. Then he passed out. When he came to again, he was lying in front of his house, and nobody knows how he managed to get there. He found bruises on his wrists and ankles, red spots and punches on his front and his temples, and he felt something square and hard in his belly. He told me he could remember being tied to wires. He even went to a radiologist to check what it was, but they couldn't find a square box in him. But Fred could feel it. That was the problem. And the second and even more serious problem was that nobody believed that he had been kidnapped.
I don't believe the alien story either. I bet he was on drugs, or perhaps he drank too much.
That's what everyone thinks, but Fred swears he didn't take anything. And from then on, he has had the impression that his thoughts are being manipulated and controlled by some unknown power.
That would explain the metal cap.
He also fears that somebody might have taken bodily samples from him and that he will turn into an alien himself. He suffers from terrible nightmares, and sometimes he can even foresee the future. He can tell you exactly what will happen in a few seconds.
Great. He should help me win the next lottery.
I don't think he can do that. But last week, he was able to tell me that Mrs. Smith would come up to him and ask him for a hanky. And it actually happened some moments later. Spooky.
Yes, that's creepy. I think he needs good friends now. How about going to see him? Perhaps we should listen to him and try to help him somehow.
Good idea. Let's do that.